Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, May 21st. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, what the AT&T DirecTV merger could mean for consumers and the consequences of just paying the minimum on your credit card. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
What could an AT&T and DirecTV merger mean for customers? MarketWatch's Quinn Fittrell says fewer companies in the market will most likely mean higher prices.
We pay about $90 a month in our cable bills, bundled in with internet and other bells and whistles. So market researchers say that could increase to about $200 by 2020.
Technology consultant Jeff Kagan says the cost of cable television doubles roughly every 10 years. Fittrell says this consolidation may lead to more bundling deals for consumers, but that means you will probably wind up paying for services you don't necessarily want.
The big dream of having an a la carte cable, TV, and internet service is really not going to happen, because even if you were to separate the two, you're really going to pay through the nose just for that internet service alone.
At this point, analysts expect even more consolidation in the industry. Earlier this year, Comcast bid for Time Warner. We just learned AT&T is looking to acquire DirecTV. And experts say Verizon Communications is probably next on the merger block, possibly looking to acquire Dish Network, although they have not publicly announced any plans. As we continue, what happens if you just pay your credit card's minimum payment?
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
Is it okay to just pay the minimum on your credit card? Credit.com's Adam Levin explains what can happen if you make a habit of only paying the minimum on your credit card debt in the latest Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
When money gets tight, many people decide to cut back by making only the minimum payment on their credit card. Unfortunately, failing to pay more can increase the life and sum of your debt considerably. Under the 2009 Credit Card Reform Act, all credit card bills must disclose how long it'll take to pay off your balance when you make only the minimum payment versus a 3-year plan to pay off your debt. Next time you review your bill, take a moment to review the 3-year plan. You'll be shocked at how much longer it takes and how much you pay in interest when you just make minimum payments. Only making the minimum payment can also damage your credit, since the amount of debt you carry is a major credit scoring factor. I'm Adam Levin. Come visit us at credit.com and learn how to take control of your credit.
That's it for this time. Remember to check the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.